Folks, hold on. 7:30's approaching quickly. We're in Carbondale for rodeo.
You are a roper and an announcer. Which came first?
The roper, by far. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Been horseback long before I could ever remember.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
And then why'd you decide to be a roper?
You know, the roper was just something family. Father was a roper. Everybody in my family was ropers. Had no desire to go to the rough stock side of the arena. I'm either smarter than that or I'm not that tough. You can determine which one.
And now you're an announcer. You're a great announcer. Talk about announcing a rodeo.
You know, announcing is really, to me, the absolute link of what we do here. I am the person that really gets to actually reach out and talk to the people in the grandstands, and I'm dealing with such a mixed crowd, especially in a place like Carbondale that is so open to it. You have a crowd that is incredibly well established, and you're also going to get a lot of those people that have never seen a rodeo at all. So being able to be essentially the middleman to that performance is incredible for me. I love it very much.
You have to talk and be funny and play great music. How do you do that?
Lots of preparation. The talking part's never been a problem. You can ask my wife that. She'll tell you that I've never had an issue there. I actually come from a performance background. I have a degree from college in vocal music with an emphasis in operatic performance. So being on the stage is something that's also come quite natural to me. And when the opportunity opened up to kind of segue that into rodeo announcing, it was just a perfect fit. It's something I know a lot about, something I believe in, something I'm very passionate about, and just allows me to connect a lot of the dots.
Talk about the soundtrack real quick.
You know, soundtrack, I really just kind of go by feel on it. I'll honestly just play the music that I want to hear, and I've gotten really lucky that so far that's what's been well received. I'll switch it up a little bit. I'll play everything from country to pop to hip-hop to rock and roll, kind of whatever fits the mode and the mood of the moment. I get to play around with the contestants a lot. Some of them will have a theme song. Some of them will, you know, want to have a little more jam. Some of them will kind of want something they can dance to. It really is just one more way that we get to have fun.
You really do control the mood here at the rodeo.
Absolutely. Completely and totally. I am the person that controls the perception of rodeo for how many hundreds and thousands of people that are in the stands. And that's really one of the things that a lot of other announcers have passed on to me as far as that responsibility. It's the education of crowds who may never see another rodeo again in their lives, and talking to them about the love of the horses, the love of the animals that we have, and showing them exactly how we take care of them. It's showing the history and the heritage and the family aspect and those connections that we have. It's just showing the full picture.
Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate you being here.
Carbondale, Colorado, how we doing tonight? Give me some noise, will you?